In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today we're going to talk about kidney stones. If you go to the MD for a kidney stone, he's going to tell you the cause of the kidney stone is because you have way too much calcium in your diet. You need to avoid all dairy products. Avoid it like the plague. But this is one of those cases where the MD has it completely backwards. You don't have kidney stones, which are 75% are calcium oxalate. You don't have kidney stones because you have too much calcium in your diet. You have kidney stones because you have raging osteoporosis. Exactly opposite. It's not too much calcium, it's too little calcium. Now, this may sound funny because your kidney stones are made up of calcium. The problem is, when you are incredibly calcium deficient, your parathyroid, which regulates the amount of calcium in your blood, has given up trying to get the amount of calcium it needs in the diet. So now, it's releasing all of its parathormone, which is leaching calcium out of the bones and into the blood. That's why you have a lot of calcium in your blood. And when with a lot of calcium floating around in your blood, and then it ends up going into your kidneys and gets stuck and forms a stone. So the real problem is you're not getting enough calcium, not because you have too much calcium. Now, if you try to remedy your problem by taking a calcium supplement, you'll find that it won't work because off-the-counter calcium supplements are only 10% absorbable. Let's take a look at Amazon's top pick for a calcium supplement. This product contains 600 milligrams of calcium in the carbonate form, which is not absorbable. Which means you're only getting about 60 milligrams of calcium per tablet. So in order to get the 1,200 milligrams that you need per day for a maintenance dose, you would have to take 20 pills a day. That means the bottle would last 11 days. Now this bottle also has vitamin D added to it, which everybody knows vitamin D is important for calcium absorption. But what about all the other nutrients? There's no magnesium. Everybody knows you have to have magnesium. At least 4 parts calcium, 1 part magnesium, if not 2 parts calcium to 1 part magnesium. Those are just two of the main ones. What about boron, strontium, vitamin C, and the other nutrients? This is why if you take calcium supplements off the shelf, you aren't going to recover from a calcium deficiency. Youngevity's OsteoFX, which comes in the Healthy Body Start Pack, is 95% absorbable, and it has all the 90 essential nutrients that make that calcium usable. Now, if you're dealing with a kidney stone right now, incredibly painful, so there's a natural remedy that you can use to help try to dissolve that kidney stone. And this is the only time I'm going to recommend olive oil, because oils oxidize and put free radicals in the body. But at this point, you're in so much pain, you don't give a crap about what's going on. So the natural remedy is lemon juice, olive oil, and raw apple cider vinegar. Now here's how you do it. The first symptoms of a stone pain, mix 2 ounces of organic olive oil with 2 ounces of organic lemon juice. Drink it straight and follow it with 12 ounces of water. Wait 30 minutes and then squeeze the juice of half of a lemon into 12 ounces of purified water and 1 tablespoon of organic raw apple cider vinegar and drink. Repeat the lemon juice, water, and apple cider vinegar recipe every hour until the symptoms improve. Now, that's just if you're dealing with a kidney stone right now. We want to deal with the cause of the kidney stones in the future so that you don't get kidney stones in the first place, which is not enough calcium, which is why to support the structure and function of the body, we recommend 1 Healthy Body Start Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Gives you all the 90 essential nutrients in the right proportions that you need to be absorbable. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time. To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by EasyWay LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.